This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. This is where we talk about things going on in our lives, things that are going on in pop culture or just whatever, and we can cuss all the time.
Yes.
My name is Miguel Fuller. This is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
And that is producer Jared.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Oh.
I don't know. I had to be the first one this week.
Damn, Jared.
He said, we're just right out of the gate. Well, first off, we have to talk about something that happened shortly after we recorded the podcast last week. I have an announcement to make.
Yes.
I'm single.
I know that's really hard for you to have to say.
Especially after coming on this very podcast, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And being like, I love him. Yeah. I'm in love.
Oh, you did say that, didn't you?
It feels different.
Oh, that was not even the love part. I can understand that part. The part that really worries me is when you say it's different this time.
But like, what if it truly does feel different?
I don't know if you know what that, I'm not sure if you recognize what that feeling is.
Is it safe to say that at 30 years old, I've never been in love? That I've only felt lust or strong feelings?
Yes. Sure. Yeah. I think it's possible.
That's depressing.
Well,
that's depressing to me.
I mean, you could look at it that way, or you could look at it as it just doesn't. What are the chances that you necessarily would find someone? I mean, to be in love with. Love is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Jared, have you been in love before?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't think you really know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very. I don't know. It's very difficult.
Have you and your girlfriend now said I love you?
Yeah, of course. But I don't know if you ever have that overwhelming feeling for some reason. Like, I don't know. I'm much like you when it comes to relationships. Mine always last about two and a half to 3 years, and I'm like, they just fall apart for some reason. It just happens out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
At the 2 to 3 year part right now?
I am, but my relationship's actually going pretty good, surprisingly.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
But the thing is, I think to me the word love is very, it's very weird. It could be taken many different ways.
I think you're right. I think it's a very broad definition, because I think a big key about it is it's not actually a feeling. I think when you get down to actual nitty-gritty, like, lifetime, it's a choice. Because you actively have to choose to love a person. It's hard, and it also gets really confusing when you do get into a new relationship to confuse lust and love.
Right.
Because when you get into a new relationship and you have all of those synapses firing, it's like being on crack. Mm. I mean, it is like a feeling like drugs. So your brain is fooled, I think what makes it hard for people to discern the difference.
How do they feel different? How does feeling lust and feeling love, like, what's the feeling in your chest, in your stomach?
I don't know. I think that's a really hard question. That might be like the biggest question of life, because I think love is the biggest mystery of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just a big fucking mystery. Like I said, it's a choice.
Or do you think that it's something that's very, in Hollywood, we've made it up to be this.
Very,
you know,
romantic.
Yeah, like you have big hearts in your eyes.
Right.
And, you know, everything just seems better. But when I think about, like, friendship or family love, like, I know that, Holly, I love you. Like, because I would put your well-being before mine.
Right.
And I would sacrifice things to help you.
That's love.
Whereas, like, Jared, like, I would do that, but probably not to the extent.
Sure.
Because I love human beings and I love life.
Exactly.
But, like, I've known Holly for so long. Yeah.
And it's new still.
And so I wonder if maybe that is, like, when you look at, like, a textbook type of love, is it more cerebral and not as, like, in your gut, in your feeling, all over your body?
Well, yeah, but I think it's a mix. I think it's a mix of that.
Okay.
Because when it comes to those for like you need to be, I think, have some sort of like physical reaction because that chemistry and that physicalness is part of it. So like,
you mean your dick get big?
Yeah, because like I'm not trying to have sex with you, but I love you.
Right.
Yeah. And so there's two prongs of love.
Mm-hmm. And you can even look at it in like the digital age kind of era. Like, let's say you didn't get a text from this person for like an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is going, "What? I want to talk to them. I miss this person." If you're actually missing a person, that's some sort of love kind of feeling.
Right. And it has to be the person, not just I miss that someone is there.
Yeah.
And I think this is important too. There has to be a deep connection to that person. You have to find something that sort of anchors your soul to them. Like for you and me, Miguel, we have a lot that we've been through together.
Right.
And we're so similar. So I think that our souls have like... There's
They're
something.
Sex?
No, would you
our
stop? That's different.
Doing it?
That's different. Like our souls have a connection, and I think that in order to have like the long-lasting type of love that goes for a lifetime with a partner, you gotta also have that soul connection in addition to the physical chemistry lust part. Maybe, and I think that's what it comes down to.
That's interesting. I'm curious too. You listening to the podcast, like, what are your thoughts on this? This is a discussion we could have again. You can email me, Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com.
Girl, I could talk about this shit for days.
I'm about to say. Well, let me tell you what happened with this whole breakup thing. So, if you're a new listener to the podcast, so I was in a relationship for a grand total of 1 month. Whoop de fucking do.
Oh man.
And we met earlier in the summer under some crazy circumstances where he was dating someone else, and I met him through that. And then we spent the summer. He broke up with that person, and then we spent the summer getting to know each other. And then around the middle of September, we decided to make it official. And so then I feel like right after we got together, like the wheel sort of fell off. And all of a sudden, like, texts were few and far between. We, like you brought up, Holly, a couple weeks ago, we never had sex.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
That whole time we were together.
Where was that physical part of it? Like I said, you got to have both.
Exactly. And there was none of that.
How much time was between his past relationship and you, though?
That was, let me think, because it was right around Pride when I heard everything went down. So it had to be the middle of June, maybe. And so the middle of June until we got together in September officially.
Well, okay, when did you start? Was you talking and there was a connection then?
I think it was, because it was after Pride, so it had to be, it was right after July 4th, because that's when we were sort of out one night and we're like, let's have drinks. So probably the beginning of July.
So his relationship ended and within less than 3 weeks, he had an emotional connection with somebody else. Sadly to me, that's a red flag all the time.
Was I the rebound person?
Maybe.
Might have been.
Was I?
You're right, Jared. That is kind of a red flag, because that if a person's getting out of a relationship, sometimes it's like that detachment and you're used to being in a couple.
You're filling a void.
Yeah, you're filling a void because you're like, well, here's something and it's I like this person. It's not that I don't like them, but they're also helping me to mend whatever was broken.
Yeah. That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
I say that with a caveat. That doesn't mean that those sorts of things never work out. Like, you could find your next soul connection at that time.
Right.
But I think you do have to give yourself a little time to breathe.
You do.
Well, what happened was last week, it was on a Tuesday, him and I and some other friends went to go have coffee in downtown St. Pete. And right after that, we were going to do Taco Tuesday. And after, I was like, all right, well, you want to go to Taco Tuesday? And he was like, well, I'm going to go to my friend's house. And I was like, well, fuck, I never get to see you. So I was sort of just really peed off by that.
Oh, you were peed off?
I was peed off.
It's the Uncensored Podcast.
I know, right? I was pissed the fuck off.
Oh, all right.
Wow, well, too far there.
Right?
Yeah, too much.
That was a too much.
I know, right? Sorry. And so then that night, I sent him this text, and I was basically like, listen, is your head in the game? Like, do you want to be in this relationship? If not, like, we can be friends. It'll take me a little time, but we can be friends. But I don't want to have to sit here, and I feel like I'm dating again. Like, I'm having to, like,
question everything.
I don't want to have to do that in a relationship. I sent that around 7 o'clock that night. Didn't hear anything from him that night. The next morning, didn't hear anything. The afternoon, didn't hear anything. Went to CrossFit, didn't hear anything. So then finally after CrossFit, that Wednesday, I was like, what the actual fuck? So I sent him a text and I was like, well, you sure know how to make a person feel bad. Like, did you get my text? And he was like, oh, sorry, I fell asleep.
All day?
Right. Well, Tuesday after we left the coffee shop, he went and fell asleep. And then, but then that was my problem with some of the relationship too, is it's like, well, okay, so let's just say you did go home and you fell asleep right after, because I didn't send that text till like around 7 Tuesday night. So that means all day Wednesday when you were up, never once were you like, oh, let me text Miguel and say hi.
Even not to be like, well, he could have at least been like, I need some time to come up with an answer for this.
Right.
Just to acknowledge that you received it.
Right. Just something. So I just copy and pasted because then he said, well, I think I only got half your message. So I copy and pasted that and sent it back to him. And he basically, after about 40 minutes, was like, I don't feel like I'm in the headspace for it. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, and I think we should be friends. And I just said, okay. And that was the last time we spoke. So, and we will be friends because we have a lot of similar friends. And I feel like I've gone through different stages of, like, I was kind of indifferent at first. Then I was hurt. Then I was pissed. Because, you know, when I'm in a relationship, I like to make a big deal about it. Because I'm proud to, like, have this person by my side.
And they should be proud to have you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so I just, once again, I feel embarrassed because this is now the second time I've been in a short-term relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a stereotype in the gay world where you, like, hop in and out of relationships all the time. And I've never wanted to be that person. Like, I want to make sure it's thorough.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're making the right decisions. And I'm not one of those gays. And I feel like that now. I'm like, fuck me.
Well, listen, stop thinking about the general overview of the gay world and just think about you. Like, it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing.
No.
Like, screw that. This is what you're doing. And it sucks. And it's painful. Mm. And you're allowed to feel those things.
I know. I mean, there's part of me that questions, like, did he really even have feelings for me? Like, did I force him into a relationship?
Those are the ones that'll drive you nuts.
Yes.
But the thing is, you can't, as much as you will, mm-hmm. you can't think about that stuff because you didn't force him to do anything. He's the one who decided to be around you. He's the one who decided to say things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you didn't have a gun to his head.
No, so you can't. So as much power as we'd like to think we all have, you can't make anybody do anything.
Exactly.
No. Oh, God, it's just, I hate this so much. But I'm getting through it.
It's hard.
Slowly but surely.
It's hard.
So now I'm back down and I have downloaded all the apps and stuff and the Tinders and the Grinders, and I saw him on some of them this weekend. Ooh. When I was drunk, and that was
yeah, that's the worst.
Was that when you decided to not to get rid of your Facebook friend request for his mom?
No,
you mentioned that.
Valid, Jared. Thank you for bringing that up.
You went F your mom. I'm not gonna add her on Facebook.
And she's so sweet too. She's such a sweet lady. But yes, I think it was. I think because I remember I was out Friday night. And I just happened to log on to one of the... Oh, because I was at dinner with my friends and they were like helping me pick like a new profile picture and stuff. And so I just happened to see him on one of them. And I was just like, this bitch already is just trying to get... And so I was like, I'm going to cancel the friend request to his mom because she never accepted. It's fine.
You read all these things about the right thing that you should say, and I think, based on my readings, I think the right thing to say is, I'm here with you.
Mm.
I don't feel... My first go-to is I feel sorry, but mm-hmm. it's not that so much. It's just, I'm here with you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to come across the other way. Let's go key his car.
Yes, that too.
Jared said, let's fuck some shit up right now. Yes!
All right.
So, yeah, so that's
Jared's
going...
Jared's your car key and... buddy.
I'm about to say.
And so. I'll just be with you.
Holly's like, I'll be in the back seat. I won't do anything.
No.
But I'm just there for moral support.
Yeah. I'll scream a lot if you want. Shout things out loud. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, God. So we didn't really plan anything before. Because what's been happening is on Mondays, we've been so busy that we haven't had time to actually do the podcast on Mondays.
I know.
Like
and if we don't keep a regular schedule, people are going to start not knowing when to look for it.
Exactly. So you will still be able, we will do everything we need to do to make sure that it's going to be on Monday. So did y'all have anything that y'all wanted to talk about going on in your lives or anything? And I just sprung this up because normally we talk about
you looked over here with a crazy eye.
No, I didn't. No, I'm just saying like, because I didn't normally before we do the podcast, I'm like, do y'all have anything that you want to contribute or anything? So.
I got nothing. Nothing. Like, I still haven't found any friends. That was one of the things we talked about last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So I don't have any friends.
No. So this weekend is the Hot Haunted Yacht.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when it's on a yacht, I don't like boats. And I have no squad.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just going to be the guy walking around the party crying, saying, get me out of here. Pretty much like the exact same thing that happened when we did the haunted house.
Poor Jared. My
God. Now, Jared, have you had like best friends throughout your life? Or have you mostly been a loner?
No, I have a best friend. The thing is, like, he's in the military, so I don't see him except when he comes here maybe, like, once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
But, growing up, I moved around a lot, so it was one of the things I was extremely transient. So.
Oh, that makes it hard.
It does make it kind of difficult, but... Yeah.
Do you find it hard to connect with people when you do meet
them? Oh, absolutely.
Why? Do you know why? Do you think
No clue.
No?
No. I'm very standoffish with people, so...
Why?
I can't even answer it. That's the thing. I have no clue why. Just comes across that way.
Does it come across that way, or do you not like people? Because there are some people who are just like, I'm not
They're
a people
like,
person.
I'd rather not know
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Is that the case?
No, I like people. But the thing is, like, I don't really put myself out there to be extremely social.
Mm.
So.
Are you afraid of judgment?
No, not at all. I mean, in this line of business, we have to be... We have to be open to everything.
Pretty much, true.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just who you are.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be by myself on the boat.
You know, I'm making I don't know what to glean from this, but I remember on when we got the job for Hot 101.5, and I remember you like tweeted me, and you were like,
yeah.
"Hey, congratulations!" And I don't have we met before then?
No,
I don't think we had. But I you know, because when you're in the radio world, like you know who people are.
Yeah.
So I knew who you were, and I was like, "Oh, that was very nice of him." And then when we started working here and you were going to Atlanta for something where we're both from, and you wrote on your Facebook wall, and I was like, oh my God, you got to go to the Varsity.
Yeah.
And it's a restaurant in Atlanta. And then you brought back a Varsity hat. It's
yes.
like this old school, like, whatever, 50s style little paper hat for
yeah.
the Varsity. And you brought that back. And what I remember is that, like, I was like, oh, that's so awesome. That's so cool. How was your trip? And you were like, it was great. And then there was sort of, like, no, like, small talk or no sort of, like, hey, so I did this on my
yeah.
trip and that. You were just like, here's the thing. And I was like, that's so weird because that was such a thoughtful thing to do for someone you don't know.
I don't do small talk ever with many people. Like, in the morning, me and Holly are, like, in the office and it's like, hey. Okay. The end.
I know. I feel bad, which is actually kind of really nice because I need to just work and I got to have silence, you know, like that's my sort of thing. And usually I'm not that chatty. Like we'll say hi and then like one thing to each other. And I even noted it this morning because I said something about getting Christmas nuts in the mail to Jared. I was like, and I got these nuts. And he was like, ha ha. And I was like, I'm sorry. I just shut up now. Yeah.
So do you just not like, or what is it about small talk that you don't like? Because I'm trying to get to the root of this. Like,
I don't know social cues at all.
Okay.
Like, I don't know when the conversation stops.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I'll just stop the conversation by, like, not saying anything and just going, okay, I'm going to walk away now. Like, that's pretty much how it goes.
So if I, okay, so when you brought me those the hats from the Varsity.
Yeah.
Like, and you were like, all right, I'm going to bring those to Miguel. Like, what was your intention of bringing those hats?
I was actually just trying to be nice because like it was one of the things where you mentioned it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's from there. This would be nice. Like I would have done it for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I awkwardly enough, these stars kind of align, and this is how it happened. But
right.
I don't know. Maybe that's some kind of weird fate thing. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I was just trying to be nice. Right. Honest.
That's interesting. Because I'm trying, because I feel like if you are the person, because I'll tell you, I'm not that thoughtful. Like, I would have never been like, oh, he's from Atlanta. I'll bring that back.
Yeah, no.
It's enough for me to, like, even when I was in the relationship with Steven, like, and he, I remember when I went somewhere when we traveled for something, and he was like, well, bring me something back. And it wasn't until I was at the airport coming back, I was like, oh, I need to get, like, a pin that says Chicago on it.
Oh, damn.
You know, like, I'm not a thoughtful person like that. So, but to me, I feel like if you go through that much trouble to be that thoughtful, that, like, there would be some follow-up with some sort of
He's not
connection.
A small talker.
No, I don't. Like, it's like, here, take this.
Can
like,
we change that? Because I want you to have friends. That makes me sad.
I mean, I don't
know. Do you get lonely?
I think everybody gets lonely. I mean,
do you think you're lonelier than others?
I have really bad depression and anxiety issues. So yeah. Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. But, I mean, to me, I doesn't bother me, though. Like, I could sit around and do nothing and be completely content.
But would you prefer to be hanging out with other people?
Sometimes, no.
No, but most times, yes.
I think anybody wants to hang around with
not
people.
Everybody. We're talking. See, you're a deflector.
I'm very, very.
You
much.
Are deflecting. I'm talking about you, not everyone else.
Not all the time. No, I can't say I always want to hang out with people. So. Mm-hmm.
But so. Most times, like if it's a weekend, would you prefer to be?
Oh,
with,
sure. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, if I got nothing going on, I'd rather try to do something than do nothing at all. During the week, it's kind of difficult because we have this. I go home, I try to nap, and we do more work for the next day. So it's kind of difficult to go out and hang out with people. But yeah, absolutely.
So the friend that's in the military.
Yes.
How did you two become friends?
We were friends in high school. Well, actually, first we didn't like each other, and then we became friends. So.
And so do y'all keep in contact a lot now?
Not as much as we used to. I mean, he's fairly busy, whether he's in Iraq or they sent him out to San Diego and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to find you a friend on the Hot Haunted Yacht this weekend. I don't know how. I'm going to have to think this one through. Maybe we need to find someone, like a listener, who we can like get guaranteed access passes for.
Okay.
And like you, because when I think about like, because I have some friends coming, and like besides when we have to do stuff for work, like they'll be hanging out with me most of the time. And so maybe we need to, like, get you maybe someone who's in a similar situation. They're in their mid-20s. They work a lot. They don't have a lot of time for friends. And you two can be, like, haunted yacht buddies.
I feel this is going to go horribly.
I feel like we need to do this on the air. I feel, you know, the more I can see happening in my head now, I think we need to do this.
You want to do a dating game.
Pretty much.
It's like that movie Best Man. Is that what the movie's name called? Best Man? Where Paul Rudd needs a best man and Jason Segel.
Yes!
It, like she looks for a dude bro friend for him. Mm-hmm. That ended horribly. The movie went horribly, but then it ended okay. Okay. I don't know how I feel about this.
I kind of like
stressed
it.
Out.
Let me think it through. We might have to do this on Friday's show and do a follow through for Monday. I feel like this would be really interesting. All right, Holly, how are you doing?
I have some things going on.
Do you want to talk about it now, or
nope.
Do you want to talk about it next week?
Well, listen, there's absolutely no time to talk about it now, and I'm also not prepared. Like, I need to prepare some stuff.
So next week?
I think maybe next week.
Can we put it on the schedule?
On the schedule for the podcast?
And on the show?
I mean, they're gonna have to go hand in hand, because we can't. My thought was that we would talk about it on the show, and then. Well, I guess I'm not sure how that would work since we do the podcasts on Mondays.
We can do a special podcast.
Maybe we will. Well, what if sort of in my head, what I had thought, I don't know why. I've already planned this out.
I know. When you work in radio, you have to think about things like this.
Right? You do. Like, hey, something's happening in my life. How does this go on the show schedule?
Yes.
So in my head, it sort of went that we would do it on the show. Mm-hmm. And then because we don't have a lot of time to talk about things on the show, we probably, in my head, it was 3 minutes, which actually it's 2:30 after you do the intro and the outro. Literally, I've thought about this.
That's how much time we have to do breaks on our show.
So we'll do it on the show and then say I talk more in depth about it on the podcast if you want to.
Let's do that.
For any
Let's
reason.
Let's plan for next Wednesday.
Okay.
We'll do a special edition of the Miguel Show Uncensored.
There we go.
All right, well.
Well, at least it's been plotted out. Now there's a definitive line. I just got nervous. Say,
there you go, Holly. So that means next Wednesday on the Miguel Show, which that'll be, who has a calendar on their phone?
Because
people listen to the podcast at so many different times, if you make it this far into the podcast.
Lord Jesus.
What's
so
next?
Today's, it would be the 4th.
So next Wednesday, November 4th at 7:22.
Oh, damn, 7:22 slot.
Yeah, girl, you get prime time.
Shit.
We'll be talking about some things going on with Holly, and then we will further discuss it in the podcast afterwards, okay?
Okay.
You okay?
I was worried to even say anything, so I was like, if I say anything, that means we have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard, so it's going to be scary.
It is.
But we're going to do it.
Here's what I want to do, though, for Monday's podcast. What do you think is going on in Holly's life? Email me. We'll talk about some of those on Monday if we get emails. Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. All right, we are done. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email or tweet us. Jared, what is your social media stuff?
At Nerves Jared on the Twitter machine.
The Twitter machine. Holly,
Jared, we got to get you stop talking so fast, too.
What are you talking about?
Because you were like, Nerves Jared.
I don't know.
Nerves Jared.
Nerves Jared.
Hold on. Let's do this. Producer Jared, where is all your social media located?
To contact me on social media.
You bitch.
At Nervous Jared on at Twitter.com. that's also Nervous Jared on MySpace.
Oh.
Match.com.
Listen,
ooh,
bitch.
Hey.
Okay, Keith.
You didn't have to be that sassy.
Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly.
And mine is Miguel Fuller. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.